Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. That should brighten your day a little. Actually, a lot. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com. That's ChumbaCasino.com. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See terms
and conditions. 18 plus. Good morning and welcome to another edition of Play Me or Fade Me. And thank you for joining us as always. Well, in the words of the late, great Keith Jackson, and so it is done. Yes, another college football season comes to a close. And congrats to the Dogs of Georgia. They dethrone Alabama and we lose our ticket. Kind of wish I would have played the under. So our college football postseason, we played every bowl game, every playoff game. We finished 19-18-1, 51.3%. But as we know, that's not good enough to cover the juice, so we lose $72.90. So in the show notes, that one will be fading away. It will resurface in about 7-8 months, and we hope to have a better college football season next year. So let's get to the card today. It is a new day, and we're going to lead off on the frozen pond with Florida minus the 1.5 over Vancouver at a plus 105. So the Panthers are 18-3 at home this year. You heard that right, 18-3. Vancouver, meanwhile, they're 8-8-1 on the road. The Canucks, though, they were red hot prior to January 1st. Since then, they haven't played because of COVID. It's been postponement after postponement after postponement. So I'm counting on the Canucks having cooled off a little bit. So I'm going to take the Panthers at home minus the 1.5 at a plus 105. Next up, we go to college basketball. 7 games on the card for us. We like the card today. It's a big game, a big slate of games, I should say. So game number one, it is Fairfield plus the 6.5 over Iona. So Rick Pitino and the Gaels are coming off a tough 1-point loss at St. Louis, but they are still a very impressive 11-3 this year. Fairfield, meanwhile, they started 9-1 against the spread, but now they've lost 4 straight up and against the spread, including back-to-back games as the favorite. I don't like what I'm seeing of late, but this is the biggest game of the year for Fairfield. It's Rick Pitino coming to town. I'm on the Stags, plus the points over Iona. Next up, it is James Madison minus the 3.5 over Northeastern. So both teams are looking for their first conference victory. Northeastern is 0-3, but they've been without their top player here for the last month because of COVID. JMU is one of the best in the country to force turnovers, and they're getting healthy. Northeastern is one of the worst teams in NCAA basketball at protecting the ball. That doesn't bode well. So I'm going to take the Dukes of James Madison minus the 3.5 over Northeastern. Next up, we go to the A-10. It is Dayton minus 3 over St. Louis. So let's give the A-10 some props here. The top half of this conference is very impressive. These are two solid clubs meeting tonight. The Billikens have the better record at 10-4, but Dayton is the home team, and they have wins this year over Kansas, Miami, and Virginia Tech, just to name a few. So I'm going to take the Flyers at home minus the 3 over the Billikens. Next up, we go to Milwaukee. It is an old-fashioned rivalry. DePaul plus 7 at Marquette. So unfortunately, yeah, I'm a Demons fan. Is this a repeat of the last 15 years for DePaul? DePaul has not finished with a winning record in the Big East since, guess when? 2006. They had a strong non-conference, but now they're a disappointing 0-4 in the conference. Meanwhile, Shaka Smart appears to have Marquette clicking with back-to-back big victories over Providence and Georgetown. One was by 28, one was by 32. DePaul isn't as bad as they've looked of late. Marquette, I don't think, is good enough to blow out 3 straight conference foes. So give me the Demons, plus the 7. I'm hoping for an old-fashioned Ray Meyer, Al McGuire barn burner in Milwaukee. Next up, we head to the state of New York, where we say hello, New York. Yes, our podcast downloads have skyrocketed in the state. I think you started betting on sports or something. Welcome to the party. Yeah, we're going to play Syracuse tonight, minus the 10 over Pittsburgh. So both teams are only 1-3 in the ACC, and both teams have a losing record this year. Jim Boeheim has lost three straight games by a total of 9 points. I learned many decades ago never to count Jimmy Boeheim teams out. Maybe it's because we're playing on some house money after cashing on the last couple games on Syracuse, but I think they have a breakout moment tonight. So I'm going to lay the 10 on the orange of Syracuse. Next up, we head to Tallahassee, and we're going to play Florida State minus the 6 over Miami. So I'm going to fade the team that just upset number 2 Duke. Miami might be 5-0 in the ACC. However, this one screams letdown to me. Plus, I love Leonard Hamilton this time of year. Florida State is just getting started. I like the Seminoles minus the 6 over the Canes. And then your final game of the card, we go to Alabama minus 1.5 over Auburn. So nothing better for a depressed fan base than a big rivalry game at home. Auburn is 14-1 this year, 3-0 in conference, and ranked number 4 in the country. Plus, they have Bruce Pearl as a coach. That'll get you excited. Alabama has lost to Iona, Davidson, Memphis, and Missouri this season. Not exactly Final Four contenders. But no matter what, tonight is the night. The basketball team will lift the spirits in Tuscaloosa. I'm on Alabama minus the 1.5 over Auburn. So let's recap your card for Tuesday as we try to get back on the winning side of the wager. It is Florida minus 1.5 over Vancouver at a plus 105. In college basketball, we like Fairfield plus the 6.5 over Iona. We're on James Madison minus the 3.5 against Northeastern. We're on Dayton minus 3 against St. Louis. We're on DePaul plus 7 at Marquette. We're on the Cuse, Syracuse minus 10 over Pittsburgh. We're on Florida State minus the 6 over Miami. And we're on Alabama minus the 1.5 against Auburn. So that's your card for Tuesday. As always, manage that bankroll. Don't chase money. Have fun and let's cash some tickets together. Good luck, everyone.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.